In a year when millions of people are expected to vote by mail, overseas troops were among the first to receive their ballots. Federal law requires that they go out at least 45 days before the election. San Diego County Register of Voters Michael Vu has been getting ready for weeks.
So this is our tabulation room right here. All the mail ballots will be processed and scanned in there.
San Diego County is one of 11 counties in the U.S. that have over 10,000 military and overseas absentee voters. Vu says there has never been a hint of widespread fraud, though not every ballot comes back in time to be counted. Federal law does make it a bit easier for these voters to vote absentee. For instance, overseas military voters are the only California voters who can return their ballots by fax.
In many cases, we don't know what the status of that military and overseas voter is. Could they be potentially on a ship that doesn't necessarily have a good transmission when it comes down to fax?
Even with the extra measures over the last two presidential elections, military personnel actually voted at a lower percentage than other absentee voters, both in San Diego County and nationally. And this election, polls showed this block of voters is more in play than in previous elections. A Military Times poll in August showed Joe Biden with the lead, with President Trump's approval ratings well below what it had been at the start of his term. Ed Yokley is a senior reporter with Morning Consult, which has been tracking military and veteran households.
And military families are not unlike the rest of the electorate. I mean, we're seeing Joe Biden do better with older folks and with white folks and with men across the board.
This group has typically been a reliable part of the Republican base, and in some ways it still is. Morning Consult polled veterans and active duty households after a bombshell article in The Atlantic reported the president had called people who serve losers and suckers. Morning Consult found support for the president holding steady. He was still leading among military and veteran households.
I think we've seen with white voters and with men who are sort of the Trump base, not a whole lot has moved their views across the board over the last 4 years.
One thing that did hurt the president in the polls was his talk of sending the military to quell civil unrest or to monitor the elections. Back from Walter Reed Medical Center after being diagnosed with COVID-19, Trump tweeted a video message to military voters.
We got everybody pay increases, three of them. There's never seen anything like what I've done for the military.
For most candidates, it's hard to target military voters directly. Regulations make it difficult to hold events on base. Democrat Doug Applegate, a retired Marine, ran for Congress in 2016 and 2018. The district includes the sprawling Camp Pendleton in Southern California, where more than 36,000 people live on base.
I wouldn't go on base. I was asked that on occasion, and I thought that that regulation was well-founded, because I don't think that the military needs to be sucked into politics.
They may not even vote where they're based, making it even harder to target them, says Applegate, who didn't win a seat in Congress in two tries. He said these voters tend to be conservative, but not always. And though they may be insulated from the job market,
I think they look at the economy just like everybody else. Is it good? Because active duty military still buy homes. They still live in the community where they're stationed at.
Applegate says national security is also important to military voters. They tend to size up who will do the best job of being their commander-in-chief. In San Diego, I'm Steve Walsh.